Being joined by Indians pitcher Aaron Savale. Aaron, just wanted to start with the year 2020. I've been asking some of your teammates this, you know, very same question, but just in your eyes, just maybe your overlying thoughts about last year. Do you just kind of take things with a grain of salt, or, you know, do you view those numbers just as legitimate as, you know, maybe 2019 or 2018 figures, both for yourself and other guys around the league? Just, you know, your thoughts on 2020.
I try to, in general, not be too much of a results-driven analyzer. I think a lot of the thought process has to go into what you're doing before and the effort that's put into the game and the preparation. If you're thinking about results in this game, it can be a very long season, or you could be falsely. I don't know. You've always heard keep a level head in baseball. It's a long year. Mm-hmm. Don't ride the highs too high and the lows too low. So I think looking back on and analyzing last season is more of did I put the effort in and was the preparation right and learning from certain things I can improve on and improving on the things that were already good. So I wouldn't say I look too far into the numbers. If anything, it may it's a result of what's happening. So I think I don't put too much stock into the numbers. There are some things that may drive some work that gets done or an angle of attack that we may work on from the front office side or development side or just game planning aspect of it. But there were real games last year. So at the end of the day, those recorded MLB games.
Yeah. Well, and for you, I mean, the results kind of went along with it. I'm sure you're well aware of your own accolades from last year, finishing atop the American League rankings in a number of different categories, right there, top five in innings pitched, walks per nine, you know, hits allowed, all that. So, you know, what were maybe some off-season goals for you this year? I know you just kind of mentioned you're not a very results-oriented guy, or else, like you said, that can make for some very long evenings for you. So, you know, for you in the off-season, is it just a matter of, hey, I just got to put in the work and just kind of let the chips fall where they may?
Yeah, so I'm very control-oriented mindset with a lot of things. I think at the end of the day, that kind of allows me to sleep easy at night and not having any regrets, but made some mechanical changes this off season for consistency and health purposes within the delivery, and made some adjustments with some pitches, tweaked a few here and there. There's a lot of things to work with, and kind of all developed over a short period of time. But made a commitment to the changes that I was trying to accomplish, and I think I'm in a pretty good spot with that. So now it's just implementing and see how it's working with hitters and evaluating where I'm at in 2021 and then going from there, figuring out how to get outs with who I am.
Indians pitcher Aaron Savale joining us here today. Aaron, you mentioned some mechanical changes. If I read this correctly, it was your changeup that you're kind of making some twists and changes to. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I kind of transitioned into a more split changeup instead of a traditional changeup. Just felt the action with that would play better with my arsenal. The action on my changeup from last year had some overlap with my sinker, so on its own may have been a decent pitch, but just didn't play with my arsenal quite as well as it could have. So that adjustment should hopefully open up some doors for me with that. And then shortened up the arm a little bit just to keep the arm in sync with the lower half, and made a few other adjustments just for consistency's sake. So when those misses do happen, there are less deviation between each pitch. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. A lot of work went into it. A lot of phone calls with our coaching staff. I know Ruben pushed me to make these changes, and thankful for the relationship I have with him. Developed his pitching coordinator when I got drafted, and worked with us and the big league staff last year. And pretty thankful for the relationship that I've developed with him over the last 4 or 5 years. So it's pretty cool to have a relationship with a coach versus I'm just kind of being someone who is in charge, air quotes, mm-hmm. I think that's something that I would challenge a lot of players to find is a relationship with a coach and someone that they can go back and forth on instead of just one-way conversations.
Well, we certainly hear a lot from a fan's perspective. We certainly hear a lot about Ruben, you know, throughout the season, and you know just how special of an individual he is within that organization, both from a personable standpoint and, like you said, pushing guys to make those changes, helping them along the way. So very cool that you're able to develop that relationship with him. Aaron, both, you know, 2019 and 2020 seasons for the Indians end in postseason appearances. Obviously, they don't go the way the organization was hoping, but you didn't really get to pitch in either of those appearances. So is that something you're still kind of, you know, chomping at the bit for to get to that MLB postseason and get yourself on the mound for an outing?
For sure. We didn't make the playoffs in 2019.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you guys missed in 19. My apologies.
I think we, by a couple games, we were in the hunt the whole time. Yeah, obviously, everybody's goal is to everyone in the big leagues' goal is to play in the playoffs and win the ring and win a title for the city. So yeah, that's definitely something I want to check off my bucket list per se. When that time comes, I'll definitely be ready.
There you go. Reading through some things in your bio here and some of the different tidbits about you, I hadn't realized this. So during it was a spring trip in 2015, you were a sophomore at Northeastern. You started a exhibition game in February down in Fort Myers against the Boston Red Sox, a childhood team of yours, and you end up pitching against David Ortiz, Hanley Ramirez, Mike Napoli, Xander Bogaerts. How was that experience for you as, what, a 19- or 20-year-old kid?
Yeah, that was something. I think I was 19 at the time.
Okay.
I was a reliever that my first 2 years of college, so it kind of the only reason I pitched in that game is because we happened to score a lot of runs late in the game the day before. I think it was a close game. I was in the bullpen ready to warm up to go into the game. I didn't get hot or anything, but we ended up scoring a bunch of runs in the top of the inning. I didn't pitch that night. We had a team dinner that night. My coach asked me if I wanted to start tomorrow against the Red Sox, and I said, yeah, absolutely. I went out there. I'm pretty sure Clay Buchholz started the game for them, and then Porcello pitched the second inning. It was kind of just another it wasn't just another baseball game, but once I started, it was a baseball game until I was facing Pedroia and hit a grounder down the third baseline, and it was foul. As I was tracking back, I saw Ortiz on deck, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? these are guys that I looked up to. These were guys that I reasons I fell in love with the game. I was able to pitch against them and just share the field with them was an honor. I remember after the first inning, my coach asked me, he's like, do you want to go another one? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? And then after the second inning, he asked me and if I wanted to go back out there again. I said, no, I'm good. I'll settle for what just happened. I'll remember that forever. It was pretty cool to just to share the field with them at that time. It's pretty cool. I don't think they're doing that this year just because of COVID and everything, but hopefully they get back on track with that game in the future because that's definitely something special that everyone on the team will always remember. Those games were always special to us.
So is that like an annual thing over there at Northeastern then, just that annual February exhibition series against the Red Sox?
Yep. I think Northeastern and Boston College, I think Northeastern did it first, but both Boston College in Boston, both colleges in Boston, I think it was 15, close to 20 years they've been doing it.
Okay.
So pretty cool that they do that. I know some other teams out here do it with ASU or teams that travel out. It was always cool to just to see those guys in action. Play a game with wood bats. We use metal in college, but that game's with wood. Even just playing in that stadium, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool, no doubt about it. Aaron, last question here for you, man. Just, you know, what do you do throughout the offseason just to kind of recharge the batteries, stay refreshed? I know reading through your bio and following you on Twitter, you seem like quite the avid golf fan, so, you know, I'm sure you're out there hitting the fairways and doing all that in the offseason, but what else kind of goes into that offseason plan for Aaron Civale?
Yeah, golf until it's too cold, so I get about 6 weeks of golf in the offseason, and then it's too cold to get out there. But we got my fiance and I got a puppy in August, so spent some time doing some training with him. he's a handful, but what puppy or kid.
Oh,
is.
Yeah.
That was fun. A lot of time spent with him, a lot of training with that. And outside of baseball training, did some Pilates as well. And then I'm a big fan of cooking. We did, my fiance and I did HelloFresh this off season.
Oh, like nice.
Five or six meals a week. You just pick out what meal you want. They send you the ingredients and you go in there and make the meal. But I'm a big fan of cooking. That's something I enjoy. I like creating something from nothing. It's fun for me.
There you go. Creative on the mound and creative in the kitchen. Very nice. Very nice. What's the puppy's name?
Stetson.
What was it?
Stetson.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Wow. Very nice. Very, very nice. What kind of dog?
It's a little corgi.
Oh, a little corgi. My favorite. Oh my gosh. I want a corgi so bad. I'm jealous. I am jealous that you have one. That is adorable. Very nice. Well, Aaron, I appreciate the time, man. Thank you for the insight into what you got going on, and best of luck to you this season, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.